Ceremonies mark Titanic centenary. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Events were held around the world yesterday to commemorate the 100 years since the Titanic sank. Ceremonies took place in the Belfast shipyard that built the famous cruise ship, and in the North Atlantic where it sank, 640 kilometres off the coast of Newfoundland. The ship was on its maiden voyage, travelling from England to New York. Its builders proudly claimed it was the biggest ship ever built and that it was unsinkable. However, at 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, it collided with an iceberg and sank 2.5 hours later. Of the 2,223 passengers and crew, 1,514 lost their life in the icy waters. They included some of the richest people in the world, as well as poor emigrants seeking a better life in America. A special plaque was unveiled in Belfast, Northern Ireland, at the Titanic Memorial Garden. It contained the names listed in alphabetical order of those who perished. Thousands of people attended or listened to a special service held at Belfast City Hall, in which the names of those who died were read out. Una Riley, head of Belfast Titanic Society, told the BBC, "We are all proud of this ship. What happened was a disaster. She was not." Other global events include exhibitions in Las Vegas and Singapore that include relics recovered from the ship's wreck. These include a 5-metre-long piece of the ship's hull. The 1997 Hollywood blockbuster Titanic, directed by James Cameron, has also been released as a 3D version.